Okay, today is Daf Nun. We are on Daf Nun, three lines on the top. Today's Daf and the whole week is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal. Zecha Nishmas Yitzchak Moshe Ben Yisrael Yehuda. His yahrzeit is on Kaf Zayin Teves. Neshama should have an aliyah. Okay, so now we are three lines from the top. V'chayim Yomahu. So the Gemara in the Mishnah mentioned Yerushalayim, and yesterday discussed about Yerushalayim. Yesterday discussed about a person who left Yerushalayim and he remembered that he had, you know, Basar Kodesh in his hands. Right, and that Gemara is going to bring a few more psukim. This is from the Nevuah of Zechariah. It's going to bring a few from Zechariah that within that Nevuah, it mentions that in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to expand the borders of Yerushalayim. So the Pasuk in Zechariah says, let's get the full Pasuk, V'haya Bayom Ha'hu, Lo Yeh Or Yikaros V'Kipa'on. That's the first Pasuk. It will be on that day, it seems to be the day that gold comes to Yerushalayim, Lo Yeh Or Yikarot V'Kipa'on. So what is Yikarot V'Kipa'on? Yikarot seems to mean something that's valuable. Kipa'on, modern Hebrew kafoy means frozen. Kipa'on, I think in Tanakh, means more something that's covered, or that's accessible, not accessible. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Ze'or, is talking about the sunlight, She'yakar ba'olam hazeh, very precious in today's in the world, because they use the sunlight for light, they use the sunlight for growth. V'kafoy la'olam ba, it's going to be something that's not so special in Olam Haba, because there's going to be even the sunlight is going to be even bigger, it's going to be an bigger light. So I'm telling you that when Go comes to Yerushalayim, the sunlight won't be so special, because it's going to be a greater light that's going to be in the world, the light of light of Mashiach, the light of Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechina. It's going to be a greater light. Rabbi Yochanan says, what does Yikarot B'Kiva On mean? Elu Negayim V'Oholos. This is, I guess, the Masechtos of Negayim and Olos, which are very, very difficult. Sheyikarim Hain Bol Mazeh. They're very difficult. People, they're very valuable, because there's no supply. No one knows it. So it's very valuable in this world. The Kupoyim is to be very easy and found La Olam Haba. In the world to come, it'll be very easy to cover up people who know Negayim and Olos. Rabbi Shuv and Levi Amar, he says, Elu Bnei Adam, these are the very wealthy people, Sheyikarim, Hein Ba'olam Hazeh, Hu Kupuyin Hein Ba'olam Hazeh. In this world, they seem to be very special. The wealthy seems very special. Everyone listens to them, because, right, the money answers. But in Olam Hazeh, they're not going to be so special. Right? Now, Gemara brings the famous story that we know, Ki Ha, the Rav Yosef, Braid, the Rav Yeshua, Ben Levi, Cholosh, V'Isnagid. So Rav Yosef, the son of Rav Yeshua, son of Levi, got sick, and he died. He had a near-death experience. Ki Hadar, when he came back, he woke up, he got knocked out, and he woke up. Amalei Avua, so his father, right, Rav Shua ben Levi, right? His father, my chazis, what did you see in that world when your neshama was gone? Amalei, he said back, Rav Yosef said back, Olam hafuch ra'isi, I saw an upside-down world. El Yonim, those who are considered important in this world because of their wealth, right, der lamata, they're in the lowest rung, v'tachtonim, and the aniyim, and those who are lower in this world, that are not viewed as so important in this world, limala, they are on top. So Amar Lo, so Shub and Levi, the father said to him, Bini, no, my son, olam boror yitzo. You actually saw a clear world. That's the way it should be, just because people, I mean, not say that all wealthy people belong in the low, but it shouldn't be that they're considered high just because of their wealth. There are plenty of wealthy people who are also with the tzaddikim. So there are plenty of poor people also not so righteous. But it should be that just because that one character trait should not be determining of where they stand on, you know, the rungs. Mara says, so then Rav Shub and Levi asked him, Anan Heikhi Hasim, we, the meaning of the Talmidei Chachamim, what's our chashivos over there? So Rav Yosef, his son, answered him, Ki Heikhi the Isu Anan Hacha, just like we are viewed as being important and we are given respect in this world, Hachi Asinan Haslam. So too we are viewed as important and given respect in the next world. V'shamati, Rav Yosef adds, now he's going to add more of what he heard, V'shamati Shahayu Omrim, that they would say, Ashrei mi sheba lekan, praiseworthy is he who comes to hear, I mean come to Olam Haba, v'talmudo biyado, and he has his Talmud. He has Talmud, I mean he's learning. So it could be either he has Talmud biyado, that he has his learning, shagor tviv, he has it written. Rabbeinu Chananel says that, v'yesh mi shemefarish, mi sheyavo bekan, someone who comes here to Olam Haba, u'ma'asav mi yisadim. You can tell by his actions. You see what a wonderful person he is. Because he see that he internalized and he's mekayim everything that he learned, that he comes with such stellar character traits. That's Rabbeinu Chananel. Vishamati, and I also heard, says Rav Yosef, Shehayu Omrim, that they would say there in Olam Haba, Haruge Malchus, those who are killed by the government, right? Didal Kiddush Hashem, Kiddush Hashem, Ein Hadam Yochol Amod Miksasam. They are so special, so radiant, no one can stand in their presence. The Gemara asks, who are Haruge Malchus? So Uman Ninhu, who are we determining here are the Haruge Malchus? I thought it was simply someone who dives of Kiddush Hashem. But Gemara says, no, Ilim Rebbe Kiva Chaveira. If you're talking about Rebbe Kiva and the 10 and the Asara Haruge Malchus, it's interesting that they put Rebbe Kiva is the one that's on top and the other 9 are the Chaveirav, right? Mishum Haruge Malchus of Sulo, they only have a special place in Olam Haba because of Haruge Malchus, but not because of any of their other character traits and anything else that they did. They were Tzaddikim Gemurim. So they definitely have, it shouldn't be just because of the fact that they were killed at Kiddush Hashem. Elot discussing Haruge Lud, those who were killed in Lud. So who's Haruge Lud? So Rashi says, Rashi, it's Gemara in Tainus, on Daf Yud Ches, Haruge Lud, it's Shnei Achim, they were two brothers, Shehamasru Atzmal Yisrael, that they gave themselves up, Shehodu Al Atzmal Harigas Bas Melech, Shemetilin Osa Al Kol Aretz. Apparently the daughter of the king was killed in Eretz Yisrael, and the king said, unless you step forward and tell me who did it, we're going to kill everybody. So these two brothers, right, these... Do you know their name? Lutus and Pipus? What was their names? Yeah. Right, these two brothers, right, I got the names right? Yeah. Okay, so those two, right, Lulinius and Pupus, right, those two brothers, they stepped forward and they admitted that they killed it, even though they killed it, they didn't, in order that they would get killed, and they will get saved. How do you do that? How do you, most of the Kedu says that you don't do that, right, but that's the Haruge Malchus that have a special place, says Rav Yosef. They have a special place in Olam Haba. Okay, now the Gemara goes back to explain the continuation, I guess, of the Psukim in Zechariah. Right, the next pasuk says, "Bayom ahu yeh al mitzulos hasus kodesh l'Hashem, v'ayu hasiros b'veis Hashem kimizrakim v'nei mizbeach." So now that day, it seems like the nets of the horse will be holy to Hashem, and the siros, the pots in the base of Midrash, base of Hashem, will be like the Mizrakim, which will be like certain kelim in the base of Midrash. There'll be these pots, I mean, given foreshadow, the pots that are usually something that are not so beautiful because they get ruined, they'll still be used, gold and silver for these pots, just like their kelim. So the Gemara says, right, Bayom ahu yeh al mitzilos hasus kol Hashem. On that day, the mitzilos on the sus will be kodesh kol Hashem. Ma mitzilos hasus, what is that? Amar Shu ben Levi, us say it in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehosifa Yerushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will add or expand to the borders of Yerushalayim, ad shehatsus rats umatzil, as far as the sus can run and not have a shadow, which means the sus leaves in the morning, and as far as the sus, the horse can run, till midday. Rashi says that at any point in the day, there's a shadow, except right in midday when the sun is directly above, then there's no shadow. There is a shadow, it's just directly beneath you, but there's no shadow. So as far as the sus can run, from the beginning of the day till the midpoint of the day, that's as far as Yerushalayim will be expand. Will expand. So, Ephra. What? Rabbi Lezer Omar, Rabbi Lezer says, what does it mean? It says, Kol Mitzilos, which means all the bells, I guess, Shetolin Lesus Bein Einav, that you put on the horse to beautify it, or ornaments, right? Yeah, Kodesh L'Hashem. All these ornaments, they're going to dedicate to the Beis HaMidrash to be Kodesh L'Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan says a different drasha. He says, Kol Biza Shebozim Yisrael. Again, this is during Go comes to Yerushalayim, I guess, Bnei Yisrael beat in the battle. So all the Biza, all the Shalal, the booty and that they Bnei Yisrael get that day, Ad Sha'ah Shasus, sorry, Kol Biza Shebozim Yisrael, Ad Sha'ah Shasus Ratzu Matzil, right, Yeh Kodesh L'Hashem. I guess all the Biza that they collect during the first part of the day, that they're going to make Kodesh L'Hashem. So Gemara says, okay, Bishlam, that doesn't say the rest of the pasuk now, but the rest of the pasuk says, V'haya hasiros, means the pots in Beis Hashem, are going to be like the Mizrakim, which are like the utensils, I don't know how we define them, like the kelim in the Beis HaMidrash. So the Gemara says, Bishlam amanda amar kol biza shabaz Yisrael, I understand the people, the last shot that says that all the biza that they take is in Kodesh L'Hashem, that's why the pasuk continues, it says, V'haya hasiros b'Beis Hashem, ki Mizrakim l'fnei Mizbeach. Then not only that, also the cerium, which are usually used for the Hotzos Hadeshem, which is something that's burnt and not so pretty, and the things that in the pots that you cook, they can be made out of Kesev and Zav. That because it's going to, that's El Lamanda Amr Bahana Tarti, according to Rav Shuben Levi, and Rav Elazar, that Darshan the Pasuk differently, Mai Vahaya Hasius Veis Hashem. What's the connection between the ornaments of the Sus or the connection about how far the source is going to run to the kalim in the Beis Hamikdash. What's the connection? So the first answer the Gemara says, you're right, Miltach Risikamar. Semicolon. There's a period. The pasuk is saying two things. Number one, Yerushalayim will be expanded, or Yerushalayim, or all the things on the source will become Kodesh Hashem. Number two, the pots and pans in the Beis Hamikdash are going to be made out of gold and silver. Okay? Right? Milsa Achrisika Amar. De mit Ari Yisrael, because Bnei Yisrael becomes so wealthy, U Misnatvi Umaisi. And they'll donate all this Kesef and Zav and Zav to the Mikdash, and they'll also be so much that they'll make the pots and like out of Kesef and Zav. Okay, Bishlam Olamand Amar, I understand how to read the Pasuk according to one who says Biza, who says it's talking about the Biza and the Shalal that they can take. Hainu Diksiv, that's where the Pasuk says, I guess is it the next Pasuk? I think it's the next Pasuk. The next Pasuk says, V'haya kol miyad v'yushalayim v'yudah kol shalom tzvos, uval kol azvokhim v'lachu mehem. It says, V'lo yeh k'nani od v'beis Hashem tzvakos b'yom ehu. They will no longer need any usage for the k'nani in the Beis HaMikdash. Lo yeh k'nani. So the k'nani we're going to translate as being not as the k'nani as a nation, but k'nani means a merchant here. Gemara will prove that. Will be no need for merchants b'beis Hashem, because we're not going to need to buy and sell, because they're going to be so much. Won't need to buy anything, because there'll be so much donated already to the Beis HaMikdash. And the pasuk says, "Lo yeh k'nani ob Beis Hashem tzvakos." That's why I understand. If all the biza that they're going to have is going to be donated to Beis HaMikdash, I won't need any merchants to sell me stuff, because they're going to have so much. Right? There'll be so many donations. Elamand amar hanatarti. According to other ways you interpret the pasuk, "My v'lo yeh k'nani." What does that mean? So he says, "I'm a Rav Yirmiya." You have to translate "k'nani" means "lo ain't kan ani." There's going to be another thing that in those days there's going to be no aniyas. K'nani ain't kan. Ani. Okay. So the Gemara that says, "Kanani min alam the ikri tagar." How do I know that the word kanani means a merchant? It's a tagar, means a socher. So he says, "Diksev," because the pasuk says in Bereishis, is by Yehuda. It says, "Vayarsham Yehuda bas ish kanani." Yehuda saw the daughter of a certain kanani man, Ushmo Shua. His name is Shua. Vaykachev vayabola. He took her as a wife. So he's marrying. Apparently, he seems to be marrying a kanani. The Gemara says, "Wait a second. My Kanani, what does that mean? Ilay Mekanani Mamar." She's talking about somebody who's from the nation of Kanaan. How can that be? Efshar bar Avram vehizir ag Yitzhak. Avram came and he forbade Yitzhak from marrying Isha Kanani because he made Eliezer swear, lo yikatikach Isha l'nivinos Kanani. Ubay Yitzhak vehizir Yaakov, and Yitzhak then made Yaakov and warned Yaakov, also lo tikach Isha l'nivinos Kanaan, the Yehuda azul v'nasiv. And then Yehuda's not going to listen to what his grandfather and his great-grandfather said, and he's going to marry someone from Kanaan. El Amar of Shuman Lekish, what does Bas Ish Kanani mean? It means Bas Gava Tagara. It means the son of some sort of merchant. The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, this is in Hosea, Kinaan Biyado Mosni Mirma. The Kanaan has in his hands scales that are like unbalanced, Mirma, trickery scales. Because this merchant is, what he's doing is the merchant is cheating with scales that are not weighed properly. The Ibais Emo, or another proof where you can see that Kanani means in certain situations, will mean a merchant. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, Miyat zos al tzohar matira, asher sochoreha nechashavim kisarim kinanea nichbadei aretz. No, sorry, I say sochoreha sarim kinanea nichbadei aretz. So sochoreha sarim kinanea nichbadei aretz is a parallelism, I guess, with the pasuk between sochoreha and kinanea, just like the sochoreha means merchants, kinanea means the merchants also. Kanani there, when it means merchants, when we need it to mean merchants, it's going to mean merchants. Okay. Now the Gemara just is a beautiful end of the Perek. It's continuing to discuss the Nevuah of Zechariah. And Zechariah in Yudalid Yudtes, Pasuk says, V'haya Hashem l'mel ha-kol aretz, God in the future Hashem will be the king on all the land. V'yom ahu, on that day, Yeh Hashem echad l'shmo echad. Hashem's name will be one, Hashem will be one, and his name will be one. So Gemara says, wait a second. Atu ha-idol ha-echad hu, what do you mean on that day Hashem's going to be one? He's one on this day. People may not recognize it, but he's one on this day too. That's the truth. What does that mean? So atwa idna lav echadu. So Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina. He says lo ka olam azeh ha olam haba. This world is not like the next world. Ha olam azeh. This world we have two brachos. What does that mean? Abusuris tovas omer baruch tova meitiv. Good news we say tova meitiv. Abusuris rose. When we have bad news we say baruch dayan emes. Because in this world we can't tell. We look at things, some things are good, some things are bad. But the Olam Haba, Kul Tova Meitiv. Olam Haba will understand and will recognize that everything that we thought was bad here, we'll recognize Hashem's plan. Hashem's greater plan is Kul Tov. Meaning in this world, we lack a certain perspective. So in this world, things are broken down into good and bad. In the next world, we'll recognize that everything Hashem does, everything Hashem does, is there's a plan, and there's a reason behind it. And that next world, we'll recognize, and therefore we won't make the bracha of Dayan HaEmes, because there won't be anything bad. It will be good. It will be Tov HaMeitiv. Our perspective will change. Right? And then the Gemara says, Shmo Echad, his name will be one. The Gemara says, My Echad. What is Echad? Atu Idna Lav Shmo Echad Hu? I mean, nowadays his name is in one also. He says, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzhak, Lok Olam Hazeh Olam Haba. This world is not like the next world. HaOlam Hazeh, Nikhtav, Shem Hashem is written, Yudkei Vavkei, and we don't pronounce it that way. The Nikra of Aleph Dalas. And we say the name Admas. Right? We don't pronounce Yudkei Vavkei. Abal Olam Haba, and Olam Haba, Kulo Echad. Everything's going to be one. Nikra be Yudkei, the Nikhtav be Yudkei. Which says Yudkei Vavkei, we're going to pronounce it Yudkei Vavkei. Again, so I thought it might be, it's the same thing as Hashem will be Echad. Adnai represents Hashem being the Lord of the world. Yudkei Vavkei means HaYehovah Yiyeh, and His presence is more felt in this world. So today, now in our world, we don't necessarily have that perspective. Our perspective is more we recognize Hashem as the Lord. We won't recognize, but in the next world, we'll recognize how much more manifest HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this world, and the whole world is completely under His sway. HaYehovah Yiyeh, the past, the present, the future, all meld into one. So it's the same idea, that when our perspective will change, we won't say Dayan Emes, and we'll be able to say Yudkei Vavkei, the name, because our perspective will be to see everything in the complete picture. Sabar Rava L'midrash of Pirka. So Rava wanted to darshan, Pirka I think means at the Shabbos drasha. He wanted to darshan, I guess, the about Shem Yudkei Vavkei. Is that what it is? Rashi says L'midrash of Pirka, Kirya de Yudhei de Ara Osios de Rashev et Ta'amea Tulimba. He wanted to make drashas about the Shem Yudkei Vavkei. So Amarle Husaba, so this the Zakein came to him. The Saba, oftentimes some people say Husaba is talking about Eliyahu Navi. That's what some people say, but others say not. All right, so the Hayu Saba came and said, no, it says Zeshmi L'Olam. And it says Zeshmi L'Olam, that's actually this week's parasha that we just read. Zeshmi L'Olam, Olam is written Chaser without a Vav, meaning Olam Siv, which means it's Lashon HaLama, it's hidden. So a certain that you can't, that name has to be hidden. Zman Hazeh, you can't say the Darshan that name. Right, Rabbi Avina Rami Ksiv. Ravina said he made an apparent contradiction between Psukim. Ksiv, the Pasuk says there, Shmos, Parakimel, Zeshmi L'Olam, which is Mashma Lashon of Alama, have hidden, right, because it's written Aleph Lamed Mem, without a Vav, also can be hidden, right, Zez Zichri L'Dor Dor, and this is my memorance, this is who I am, for every generation. So it's Mashma, you can, every generation, this is his name. So what is it hidden or is it not hidden? So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, L'Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Lo Kishani Nichtav Ani Nikra, not the way I'm written, am I pronounced, Nichtav Ani B'Yud Hei, I'm written with the Yud Hei, but the Nikra Ani B'Aleph Dalet, but I'm read, I'm pronounced with the Aleph Dalet, that, because that's it, so Zechri L'Dor Dor, that's how you're supposed to say me for generations, but in the future, we'll be able to say the name Yud Kei Vavkei. Okay, Hajan Alach Elu Ovrin, Hajan Alach Elu Ovrin, Hajan Alach Elu Ovrin. Okay, so now as the we said in the beginning that the Mishnayos and the Masechta proceed through the day after days to get till we get to the Seder. So now we're pretty much on Erev Pesach now. We right discussed Orlo Yudalid, we discussed Bdikas Chametz, we discussed what Chametz is, what Chametz is not, because now we're up to actually Erev Pesach. Next parak we're gonna start doing a talk about the Karban Pesach, which is Ben Arabayim, spend about 4 or 5 prakim on Kachim. Then the 10th parak we get to right, the 10th parak will get to the Seder night itself. As we proceed through, the Mishnah proceeds chronologically between preparations to get throughout the holiday of Pesach. So, the Mishnah begins. Makom shenogu la'asos melacha ba'avrei psachim ad chatzos osin. Makom shenogu shelo la'asos ein osin. So, in the places where the minog was to not do melacha, I don't think it means any melacha, I mean melacha like Chol HaMoed, but not to work, on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, sorry, the place where they had a minhag to do work, Erev Pesach up to Chatzos, you may do work, you may do, that's a good minhag. If it's a place where the minhag was not to do work before Chatzos, you may not do work up to Chatzos. Clear in the Mishnah that after Chatzos, there's no malacha, right? Not supposed to be doing malacha after Chatzos, right? So the Gemara says, then, we're going to have to figure out why. Right, we'll do that and we'll finish a little bit of Mishnah. Haholech mimakom she'osim lemakom she'ein osim. So what if you have a person who lives in a place, he lives in place A, and there the minhag is that they do work Erev Pesach before Chatzos. That year, he travels to a place where they do not do work in Erev Pesach. Holech mimakom she'osim lemakom she'ein osim, or the other way around. Mimakom she'ein osim, he goes from place B where they do not, where the minhag is not to do work, and he goes to a place where the minhag is to do work. Right? Osha holech lemakom she'ein osim lemakom she'osim. What does he do? So if we do, he goes nalav chumri mimakom she'yotzim misham v'chumri mimakom she'halach l'sham. He gets both chumras. So if he's a person who comes from a place that they do work, and he goes to a place where they don't do work, he may not do work. If there's a place that he comes from a place where they don't do work, and he goes to a place where they do work, he still may not do work. You keep the chumras of where you came from a minhag, and you keep the chumras of where you are actually. So you have chumras on both sides. This plays very much into the understanding of what do you do of a person from Chutz La'aretz who goes to Eretz Yisrael on Yontif, 1 day or 2 days, the person from Eretz Yisrael who comes to Chutz La'aretz on Yontif, 1 day or 2 days, how are you supposed to behave? You're supposed to take on the chumras of both places, which would mean someone from here who goes there should keep 2 days, and someone from there who comes here should be very careful about the malacha, keep the chumras of everything. That's very simplistic, there's a lot more to it, but this plays a role in that calculation. He says, then the Mishnah says, Va'al yishaneh mipnei machlokas. Don't change because of the machlokas. The Gemara says, what do you mean don't change? Rashi says, the Gemara parach. The Gemara is going to ask right away, not now, but definitely not. Right? What do you mean don't change mipnei machlokas? You just said, you got to keep the minhag of where you came from and where you went to. You are changing. You're keeping the minhag of where you're at. So what does that mean? Al yishaneh mipnei machlokas. The Gemara will get to that. Kayotzebo, similarly, this is talking about if you go from one place to another place. So the din is when it comes to Shvita that you're allowed to eat produce. Okay, not allowed to sell produce, but you're allowed to eat produce, so certain produce, so long as that produce is still in the fields, that the animals can still eat it. So what if you're coming from a place where the produce is still in the fields, right? You grabbed a bunch of cucumbers, and where you're from, there are cucumbers in the field, and you go to a place where there are no cucumbers in the field. Or the opposite, you're coming from a place where there are no cucumbers in the field, and you moved into a place where there are cucumbers in the field. May you eat cucumbers or not. He says, Kayotzebo, Hamolich Peros Shvius Mimakam Shakalu, if you bring Peros from a place where they're no longer available in the field, Limakam Shalokalu, to a place where they are available. Oh, Mimakam Shalokalu, a place where they are still available, Limakam Shakalu, to a place where they're no longer available, Chayv Levayer, you still have to burn them. You take on the chumras of the place where you came, the place where you go, you have to get rid of it. So long as one of the places that you came from or are going to doesn't have any of those payers in the field, you have to get rid of it. Rabbi Judah says no. He says, Rabbi Judah Omer, Seva Velecha Avata. Don't tell me to burn my cucumbers. I brought the cucumbers from place A where there are payers. You want payers? Go there and get them. They're available. Go get them. Don't tell me to burn. Okay, so now we have to figure out why you are usher to do malacha on Erev Pesach. Right, the Gemara is going to ask. The Gemara is going to ask now, because my ear are psachim, right, which is a little longer, and the Gemara is not going to give a reason. It says, my ear are psachim. Why are psachim do we say that you, at chatzos, that you're only, that after chatzos it's aser, right? The diak in the Mishnah is only before chatzos, depends on the minog, but after chatzos it is aser. I feel arve shabbos is arve yom tovinami. Why not an erev Shabbos or erev yontif as well? Right, Rashi says, all Erev Yontif is supposed to be Aser, right? The Tanya, Ketuv HaBraisa, someone who does Melacha on Erev Shabbos or an Erev Yontif, which is like a perfect day, would be from 3:30 and on, which is 9.5 hours, or no, was it 6.5 hours? Oh, that's going to be the answer, alright? Einarosim Brachal Olam. So the Gemara says no. Hasam min ha-mincha l'mala. There, in Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, it's talking about from 9.5 hours with the Aser, but samach l'mincha, but, you know, up to chatz, but, you know, between 12 and then 3:30 would be mutter. Lo, but hacham mi-chatzos. But here, when it comes to Erev Pesach, it's even bigger kiddush, even more, the Ismalacha goes back all the way to the chatzos. So the Gemara says, Inami, another answer you can say, is there, simen bracha d'lo chazi. There, just that if you do the malacha, you're not going to see a simen bracha. Aval shamuti lo mashamtinale, but we're not going to put them in nidoy. We're not going to put them into cheirem, right? But halacha, shamuti nami mashamtinale. We'll put them into nidoy. Okay, so the Gemara just gives distinctions between the Issa malacha on Erev Pesach and Issa malacha on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. It doesn't explain why. So to go back to Rashi, Rashi says, ad chatz, shalo lasos. Right? It says, Kedei shelo yet harud b'malacha, on Erev Pesach, you don't want to be so busy, since you're busy with malacha, doing your work, there's a lot to do in Erev Pesach. V'yishkach b'yur chemzo, and then you'll forget to burn the chametz. Ushchitas Pesach, you have to do the shchitas Pesach. V'tikur matzah, preparing the matzos. L'tzorach halayla, because the mitzvah l'tzorach mi'bojom, k'dei l'hasiv maher. Because you have to get everything prepared. Erev Pesach, Rashi says, everything has to be prepared before the day ends, because you want to become, you want to start right away. Rekidim perek basar, we'll see on Daf Kuf Tes, chot v'matzah b'lel Pesach, and that's supposed to wait too long. You're supposed to move it along a little bit, right? You want the kids to stay up so they can ask the question. If you start draying around with all your brisket Torah on during Magid, you're not going to have the kids. They're not going to be able to ask questions. Save all that Torah for the meal, or you know, there's plenty of the time. But you want, so the Rashi says, there's so much to do. Just get everything done. And if you focus on melacha, on doing your work, you're not going to get everything done. And then then you're going to have to deal everything after at the night, and then the kids will fall asleep. Okay? So that's what Rashi says. Look at Tosos. Tosos says, Omer Ri B'Shem Riva. The Ri quotes the Riva. The Mefarish B'Yushalmi. B'Yushalmi Xilayin is Maishna Abri Pesach M'Yushalmi Yom Tov. Why is Pesach different from other Yom Tovim? Like our Gemara asked. There in Yushalmi says, M'Shem Zmana Pesach M'Katzos V'Elach. Right? Because the carbon Pesach is from Katzos V'Elach. From 12 and 13 on, carbon, really from Katzos. We have to bring the carbon Tumid first. So from Katzos and on is when you're supposed to bring the carbon Pesach. And the din is v'af yochid kamer asam b'shayim al shashana b'yom shemevi korban asam malacha. The halacha is if you're bringing a carbon that day, you're not allowed to do malacha. So too we're bringing korbanos that day. So it's a carbon that we're bringing. You're not allowed to do malacha. Uparech. So the Gemara says im kain yet Gemara Yishami asks if that's the case yet kol hayom aser kamo yochid shemevi korban. Then the whole day should be aser. Why is it only aser after chatos? Should be aser the whole day, and the beginning of the day is totally in a minog. Because in the other korbanos, you have the ability or the right to mock with them in the morning as well. The Pesach, you have no ability to mock with the korban, right? So the holiday for you, the individual holiday, only starts at chatzos. So the Pesach, eino yochel akrivo el achar chatzos, ki denafkolomi ben harbayim, okay? Uparech, there we asked, what about the korban tamid? So korban tamid should also, we should never be able to do malacha ever, because we're always being mocked with the korban tamid every day. He says it's different, because it's a korban, there's a pasuk, or that's a really korban on the cloud, right? But Tosfos then says on the bottom, he says, umashma hasam midoraisa asura, or it's over there, it's asam midoraisa, v'nira, Tosfos says, and this is where we get a lot of ink, the afbis manazeh, the leka hakrava, kevan she nesar az asal olam. What about bismanazeh? If, according to Rashi, the reason is because you're so busy, we're busy nowadays also. But Rashi seems to be rejecting Tosos' Shita, because Tosos has to say, the whole thing's dependent upon the carbon, but even Bizman Zed, if there's no carbon, we're also not going to do malacha. Why not? The Baal Amor says, no. The Baal Amor says, this is only applies during the Zman Beis HaMikdash. You can't do malacha after Chatzos, because it all depended on the carbon. But nowadays, where there's no carbon, where there's no Beis HaMikdash, the whole reason, let's say Rashi Shita, the whole reason's gone, because there's no, you're not dealing with the carbon. Tosfos says, no, because we're dealing with them, we deal with it now. But that's what the Baal Amor says, because he's arguing on the Rif. The Rif says it applies to Zman Hazeh, the Ramban and the Ravid, Bedarkei HaKodesh, they defend the Rif against the Baal Amor, and they say even Zman Hazeh, because if you even look at who's arguing about these things, they talk about people who live post-Khorban, and they're still discussing the Isser Malacha Bizman Hazeh or not. So even applies Bizman Hazeh, right? The Magid Mishnah then asks on Rashi, why is Rashi, Erev Sukkos also were very busy. Why doesn't this apply to Erev Sukkos? Erev Sukkos got to do lulav and esrog and build a sukkah and all that stuff. Okay.
It's a better question in the sense that by confessing upon a kahura.
Right.
So the whole
thing
is one person taking care of it. What do you need everybody? You have 10 people involved.
Right.
The sukkah you put
up
yourself.
No, but Rashi, Tosfos says, it's not because you're busy with the Korban Pesach. The fact that you are bringing a Korban makes it a holiday for you, and you're usher b'malacha. Rashi was one who says that you're so busy. And he says you're so busy now with the Korban Pesach. So you're busy with the matzah and setting up the Seder and all that stuff. But the Korban Pesach reason is because just Chisam. That Gemara Yerushalmi says, if you're bringing a Korban, that day becomes a holiday for you, and I'll do malacha.
Right.
So I heard Ben Shem Rav Rosenzweig, and then someone pointed out to me that's actually Pnei Yeshua. So I don't know if Rav Rosenzweig should be Pnei Yeshua or not, but either way, so we'll say the name of Pnei Yeshua, that the pasuk that talks about, the pasuk that says Elu Moed Hashem Mikra Kodesh, that talks about Mikra Kodesh, the first Mikra Kodesh that discusses afterwards in the pasuk is in the 14th day Ben Arabayim. So it's calling the 14th day Ben Arabayim as a Mikra Kodesh. So they say the Isra Malacha is right there in the pasuk. It's right there in the pasuk. That's the Mikra Kodesh. Okay. A little bit about that. Fine. So now what are we up to? we are still on, we're on Amabez, by the Gufa, right? Right? So the Gemara just brought a brisos that said that at certain times, if someone does malacha, you don't see simon bracha, right? We said if you saw it, did malacha on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, you don't see simon bracha. So Gufa, ha'osim malacha ma'arvei Shabbosos ma'arvei Yomitovim min ha'mincha l'mala, from 3:30 on, you don't, and then he says, the Motzei Shabbos, do malacha Motzei Shabbos, u'motzei Yontif, or Motzei Yontif, u'motzei Yom Kippurim, and Motzei Yom Kippurim, u'v'chol makom sheyesh nidnud avera. In any place where there's a hint of avera, where does that come to include? Let's see, tiny sibor. To include a tiny sibor. Rashi says a tiny sibor means not like we have over here. So a tiny sibor, like they had in the rain, and they were worried. Look what the tiny that Gemara mentions. The Gra changes tiny sibor to Tisha B'Av. Also, in a row is simon bracha olam. You don't see simon bracha. So what does it mean, Motzei Shabbos? It says that it means really, you'll have to do malacha Motzei Shabbos. It means don't rush out Shabbos. That the second they finish, you know, the second you finish davening, you pull out the iPhone and you start make it a little longer. Daven a little later. Be Mosif, right? Rashi says, be Motzei Shabbos, Shabbosos, Mishum Kavod Shabbos, Shemosifim, Echol Al HaKodesh. You don't have to daven mamish the time that Shabbos is over. It's not to be able to minhag to go to Rabbein Tam. It's a beautiful minhag also to extend the Shabbos and not do malacha right away. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan, what did a Brisa? Brisa, Yish Zariz v'Niskar. There are certain times where you could be Zariz. You could be you could have alacrity, right? That's when you'd be Zariz. V'Niskar, and you'll benefit. Yish Zariz v'Nifsad, you'll be Zariz and you'll lose. Yesh Shafal, somebody who's lazy and doesn't do anything, v'niskar, and because of that laziness, he'll benefit. And v'yesh Shafal, v'nifsad, and some people who are going to be lazy, and they're also going to not benefit. What are those cases? So Zariz v'niskar, what does it mean Zariz v'niskar? The Avid Kula Shabsa, a person who works all week, v'lo Avid b'malei Shabbosa, and he doesn't do work on Erev Shabbos, that person is going to be Zariz. He's Zariz to do his work, but he's also going to be niskar. You have Zariz v'nifsad, that's the Avid Kula Shabsa, he works all week. The Avid B'Malei Shabbos, he also Zariz to work on Erev Shabbos, so he's going to be Nifsa. I mean, that work, not, I don't think it means the whole work week. I think that's the work that he does on Erev Shabbos, he's going to be Nifsa. Right? Shafal v'Niskar, that's the low Avid Kula Shabbos, that's a guy who doesn't work all week. And also below B'Malei Shabbos, he doesn't also work Erev Shabbos, he's going to be Niskar for not working Erev Shabbos. Shafal v'Nifsa is the low Avid Kula Shabbos, the Avid B'Malei Shabbos. This is a guy who's so lazy, he won't work all week, but on Erev Shabbos, he's going to work, he's going to be Nifsa. Amar Rava says, now Rava talks about the Nashi de Mechoza. Rava had a very interesting relationship with the people of Mechoza. He found that they were too spoiled. They didn't understand. They were completely detached from reality because of their wealth. So here is a little more of a parish statement, but then it also plays on the fact that they're so wealthy. Is Hani Nashi de Mechoza, the women of the city of Mechoza, they wouldn't do work. I guess they would just, you know, go out to eat all day. They would go lunching. Afa gav dehai delo avdon avidita b'malei shavasa mishim maf nikusahu. Even the reason why they're not doing work on Erev Shabbos is because they're such mifunakim. They're spoiled. They're not, that's why they don't do work on Erev Shabbos. Nevertheless, so he's calling right them mifunakim. Deha kol yom anami l'ko avdon. They don't do work any day of the week. I feel hachi shafal v'niskar karinu. Even nevertheless, we call them shafal v'niskar. We call them people who don't work, and they still get some sort of reward for not doing their work on Erev Shabbos, despite the fact they don't do work at any time. Okay. Gemara now brings a stira between two psukim about the greatness, the schar that people do get from doing mitzvah. So Rava Rami, Rabbi has a stira from two psukim. Ksiv, it says, the pasuk, it says, ki gadol ad shamayim chastacha v'achakim ha-misecha. The person who does mitzvos, his reward is ad ha-shamayim, is up to the heavens. The ksiv, and it says in another pasuk, the first one is in Tehillim Zayin, the next pasuk we're talking about is in Tehillim Kofches, it says, ki gadol me'al shamayim chastecha v'ashkakim ha-mitecha. It's above the heavens. The reward is even above the heavens. So haketzad, how does that work? Is it up to the heavens, or is it beyond the heavens? So Gemara says, haketzad, kan, the pasuk that says it gets to the heavens, that's be'osim, that goes above the heavens, that's be'osim l'shma. That if you do a mitzvah l'shma, whatever l'shma means. The kan, and the pasuk that says that it only goes up to shemayim, that's be'osim shalol l'shma. If you do the mitzvah shalol l'shma, uchid Rav Yehuda, and it goes in accordance with the shita statement of Rav Yehuda. Yehuda Amar Rav. Okay, a person should always do mitzvos and Torah, even if it's shalol shema, even if he doesn't have the proper intent, should be toshalol shema b'al shema, because that's going to end up shalol shema b'al shema. Tosas right away jumps on it. He says tema, right, because the Rav Gufa Amar Perek Beis the Barachos, Rav himself said in the second parak of Barachos, kol osik b'Torah shalol shema, whoever learns Torah, deals with Torah shalol shema, noach lo shalol nivra. It's better that he was never created. What are you talking about? Here you just said Shalol Shema Bal Shema, and then he says it's better that you were never around if you learn Shalol Shema. So the omari says the difference. Different types of lolishma. But the omari, the hasan mayer he goes shalom kedei lihit yaher. He's learning in order to become He wants people to honor him, or he wants to know a lot of Torah so he can argue with people. That's the type of person that is better that he wasn't born. Right? The kanter lekapeach zeri b'halacha ve'enu lo min almanas lasos. He's not learning because he wants to do. And shalom here means. Maybe he's going to do it, but he's not learning what lishma means. He's not learning for the sake of learning. Aval hacha mayri dumya dahi de la'el, it's similar to what we had said before. Yishaf of niskar de lo abid kule shabs of amashan. She'im is kabel lishumra. Al mitoch atzlos, afil hachi gadol at shemayim chasto. Here's a person who's shalom lishma, he doesn't have the proper intent. He's not really into it. Okay, so that's shalom lishma balashma. But the other guy who's learning because he wants to be mekater people, he wants to bother people and ask, and just not do it, he wants to have for the wrong reasons, then that's better that he wasn't born. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. Hamitzaper l'schar ishto, right? V'rechayim eino rosim bracha olam. If you are waiting for the profit from your wife's work, or you're waiting for the profit from the mill, you're never going to see simon bracha. What does that mean? L'schar ishto, what does that mean? That's mat kolta. That's talking about, Rashi says mat kolta means that no telus moznayim biyada, the work that she does, she takes the scale to the street. She's going to rent out the scale to people to use. It's a very, very low wage job. Then you're going to degrade your wife to get a small amount of profit. They're not going to see any simon bracha. Rat Tosfos says Matkuta, he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel that you send her out to sew in public. And it's degrading to her because you have to sit and she's going to reveal herself a little bit, and therefore that's degrading. Okay, that's what it means to ishto. But I guess if she's a doctor, it's a different story, right? Rechaya is argata, right? I think that's rechaya is argata. It's the profit you get from renting out the mill because it's a lot of work for very little profit. Aval avda umizavna, but if you're waiting for she actually makes things and does stuff and sells them and it's a decent wage. Then ishtabuchim ishtachev akra. This is the pasuk that the Torah or Eish Hayil praises. Right? They say sadin astavatimkar. She makes sadin. She makes clothes and she sells them. So that's a benefit. That's something that she's praised. So if you bevazah her to do something, some menial jobs, then you're not going to see bracha. Tana Rabbanan, learned in the Braisa. Hamistaker bekanim ubikan kanim. I guess if somebody is his business is from selling reeds. Right? What? Yeah. Okay. Ubikan kanim, or these big, large, pottery, almost like cans, I guess. Eino ro sim bracha olam. You don't get sim bracha. My timea keva de nifish afchazayu shaltema eino. Because in order to make a profit, you have to have a lot of these. So if you have a lot of these, people think you have a lot of stuff. So ayin harva is going to go on him, and you're not going to see sim bracha. Tana rabbanan or the raisa tagare simta. So these are, I think, these are peddlers. People sit on the street and they sell. Umigadavei medahak daka, and those who raise the small animals like sheep. Bekotitze ilanas tovos, and those who cut down the trees. And these are the ones who cut down the trees, right? Vin arborists, right? Vin nostim einayim bechelak yafa. When they, einoros and brachal olam. I guess people look at them as to why they're doing these things. I'm not sure. Rashi says, "V'nosim einayim bechelak yafa." Kishacholkim imachirim. That's somebody else. If somebody always, wants to take a portion, he always demands, the greater portion, then you don't see Simon Bracha. None of these people see Simon Bracha. My taima, the tobe inche. People are mistaken, right? They're in tobe inche. Seems to be that people look at him, like, why are you cutting down the tree? Why are you doing these things? So you don't see Simon Bracha. Tana Rabbanan, Abra Prutos. Four Prutos. These are four jobs. Aim v'hem simen bracha le'olam. These four jobs, wage earners do not see simen bracha. Number one, schar kosvin. Seems to so for stam. Those who write tefillin mezuzas. Schar mitur gominin. Those are like the megaphones, the people that stood next to the Tana and they yelled out what he was saying. Uschar yisomim. That's the people who get paid from the yisomim in order to, I guess, do their business. Right? Umos havos medina sayan hayam. And profit that comes from somebody who sends his ships out to sea. they don't see Siman Bracha. So Gemara says, Bishlam Oschar HaMitugramanin. I understand why the people, the Skarmach Ligarmin, don't see Siman Bracha. Mishum Demechsek Kesar Shabbos. Because it looks like Skar Shabbos. No one sees them working any other day. They only see them working on Shabbos. And people think, oh, they're getting Skar Shabbos. They give them Ayin Hara on them. Mishum Demechsek Kesar Shabbos. Moses Tomim Nami. The most of these Somim also understand why. Lab Neim Nechila Ninu. Right? It's not, the Yosomim aren't able to be Mochal. And they think all the money that you're using, that you're making should be theirs. So it makes it seem like you're stealing their money, I guess. But Maus, all right, Maus Habos Medinas Hayam. Why do that? That's not Siman Bracha. Mishum Delav Kol Yom Mischarish Nisa. It was a very dangerous job to be going back and forth on the ocean, especially in those days. So every day you'd be so much on a miracle that you're going to survive. Your ship's not going to get wrecked and survive back. I mean, the Rambam lost his brother in a shipwreck. The Rambam's brother supported him when he was younger, and the Rambam was actually a partner with him. The Rambam writes a letter that his brother David died, and he was depressed, and he was upset for a whole year. He couldn't get over the fact that he lost his brother. And every day that you don't see it, you see, it's not every day you see a niece, not the best way to make a parnasa. El schar kosi my taima. But what's the reason why the people who wrote Stam don't see Siman Bracha? So the Gemara says, Amr Shua ben Levi, Esrim Va'arba Taniyo, Shalashal Anshe Knesset Gol, Kosei Svarim. The Anshe Knesset Gol fasted for 24 days that they shouldn't make enough money. A Kosei Svarim, Tu Mazuz Shlo Yudashu, they shouldn't get wealthy. Shal Malay Mit Arsim in Kosim. Because if they get too wealthy, they're going to retire. And they're not going to write it anymore. So we depress their wages, so they have to keep working more so we can have more. Tanu Rabbanan, Lone Rabbeisa, Kosei Svarim, Tu Mazuzos, those who write the Svarim, Tu Mazuzos, Hein Vitagraim, you write them, you write the Tagim on top, Vitagre Tagraim. And the people buy from them, right? The Kol Ha'oskim B'Melecha Shamayim, and all those who do, you know, Klei Kodesh, Lisui Mokrei Techeles, to include those who sell Techeles, Ein Aron Sim Brachal Olam, why not? B'im Oskim B'Shma Rohim. If they're just doing it for business purposes, they're not going to see Sim Bracha. If they're doing it for Shema purposes, they want people to wear Techeles. They want people to have their tefillin. This is what they want to do, then they're going to see Sim Bracha. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. Pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.